So I actually lost my father when I was in sixth grade. I was 12 years old. He had myocarditis, which is a type of disease that like attacks your heart, and he eventually died of like a heart attack. We've done a lot of healing, a lot of growing. There's a lot of like finding a new kind of normal after that.
You're listening to Metamorphosis, a podcast about periods of great change and growth in people's lives, specifically how change will either make a person grow or break them. This episode focuses on...
Hi, my name is Maggie Ernst.
And her family.
We weren't really sure if anything was going to happen because like we'd seen a couple guys come and go. We like weren't totally sure.
Maggie's family has changed a lot since her dad's passing. But almost 4 years later, her mom has finally decided to start dating again.
But she met this really awesome guy. His name is Tom Davies, and they got married this summer.
Maggie's mom, Laura, and her boyfriend, Tom, had a very fast-paced relationship. They got married less than a year after their first date at an archery place. You could say it was a shot to the heart.
I remember she came home and she was like, yeah, like he's nice, but I don't know if anything's going to happen with that. And we're like, oh, okay. But then it turns out like she had gone out again. And I was totally unaware of this. Like I thought she was done with this guy. I think it was either late December or early January, we were like taking down Christmas decorations, and she told me about how story was that she needed to go like super early, and I was like, what's up with that? Like Sally's flight comes in at such and such time, you're leaving like 4 hours early. And she's like, oh, well, I have a meeting before then. And I was like, what's the meeting? And she and Tom were going to my church to like plan dates for a wedding. I was like, wow, that was a little bit of a bombshell.
There weren't many huge day-to-day changes in the household, according to Charlie, Maggie's brother. They were still running around on a hectic schedule, but there were still some definite differences in their lives now.
So it is a little bit of a shock, like, when you come downstairs and there's someone already there, like, getting ready, because he goes off to work in the morning. But that was a little thing to, like, get used to. But it is, like, it's nice having two adults in the house again.
After a huge wedding, Tom moved into the Ernst home. However, he was met with varying different reactions from the kids.
So I have too many siblings. I have four. I think it's been a little different, like, from kid to kid. I guess I could start with, like, my sister. She's off in college, so she's often, like, not at home. So it doesn't quite affect her as much because she's not at home a lot. So there's a little bit of, like, uneasiness there, but for the most part, like, she was okay with him. My brother Charlie is a little bit of a different story. He actually knew Tom before any of us did, because he is best friends with our neighbor's son. Whenever Charlie and our neighbor would like go out together, and if our neighbors were involved, Tom would sometimes be there because like they were best friends. Yeah, so that was kind of why it weirded him out a little bit, because since he already knew Tom, he was like, oh wait, it's weird that like now you're dating my mom. There's a little bit of that. I think like for Tommy and Danny, they just got used to him so fast. I think fastest out of all of us. And I think a lot of that also is kind of because they were so young when my dad passed away that they don't remember him very well. So there wasn't as much of like kind of an alien feeling. Like they didn't quite have the perception like here's this guy trying to take the place of our dad, because I don't remember my dad as well. Honestly, like it took me a really long time to like accept what was happening. I think partially because it all happened so fast. There was a lot of emotion that was kind of tied to like, maybe a way to describe it would be like loyalty to my dad, which didn't make sense, because like at the end of the day, all I really wanted was for my mom to be happy. And this guy, this Tom, he makes my mom happier than I've seen in such a long time. And like, ultimately, that's all any kid wants for their parent. So like, eventually, like, and I'm still kind of like just readjusting. It's a long process, and I'm always going to love and miss my dad, but like I had to come to terms with the fact that like Tom is not replacing my dad. He's just like also going to be here. it kind of, like, it started out being upset, but, like, maybe not for quite the right reasons. And eventually it was, like, when you kind of come to terms with, like, what's happening, it changes your perspective a little bit. I guess, like, for anyone who's either lost a parent or you're living with separated parents, or maybe you're trying to deal with one of your parents getting remarried, it's gonna seem like a shock at first, but, like, I think, like, the cliche saying is true, like, time heals all things. And it might, like, it, you don't have to hold yourself accountable for being 100% all the time. Like, you can have days that are better than others, and just because today was a good day doesn't mean tomorrow has to also be a good day. So just be gentle with yourself, take it day by day, but it's gonna be okay.
This concludes the inaugural episode of Metamorphosis. If you want to listen to more projects like this, check out whje.com or 91.3 FM. I'm Paige Orval, and thanks for listening.